previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:17 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Now, of course, South Africa has rolled out a nationwide COVID-19 vaccine program which aims to vaccinate 40 million South Africans. The National Departments of Health, in conjunction with Africa Media Entertainment, Caxton Magazines and the Citizen News, are committed to bringing you reliable and up-to-date information as well as the proven scientific facts about the COVID-19 vaccine through the Own Your Life campaign. Now, to start the conversation on the line, we're joined this morning on Algo FM Breakfast by the MEC for Health in the Eastern Cape, Noma Khosazana Meth. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well.
MEC, I'm going to jump straight in. Just for context and to give us a broad picture, how many people have been vaccinated in the Eastern Cape to date? And what are the health department's targets for the year and beyond?
Okay. The target that set for ourselves is for the financial year ending March 2022, which is 4,099,000 people. But we are rounding it off to say it's 4.5 million, as a 67% for us to reach herd immunity. But so far, vaccines administered are 1,929,675 vaccines administered. Remember, there's one drop and two drops. But people who have received the vaccine, it's 1,393,376 people, with 1,024,813 having been fully vaccinated.
I just want to touch on the importance, MEC, of the vaccine. Do you just want to tell our listeners what is the importance of getting the vaccine? Why is it so important for us to get this the COVID-19 vaccine?
It is important to wait for our people to be vaccinated, because if you're vaccinated, chances of you getting infected are not as when you have not been vaccinated, but still you can be infected. But secondly, if you have vaccinated, chances are very slim for you to get too sick to an extent of being admitted to hospital or dying. So it's very important. Secondly, it is important, even if you are not of the view that it is important for you to vaccinate, that you do it for those who you have contact with. Because it has been scientifically proven that one infected person can infect up to 10 people. So you do it not just for yourself, but for yourself, your family, loved ones, and everybody that may come into contact with you.
MEC, where can people go to for accurate information on Department of Health vaccination sites and the vaccine?
Actually, all where we have our facilities, the primary healthcare facilities, your clinics, your district hospitals and tertiary hospitals, those are vaccination areas. It's hugely necessary because there was an assessment that was done for those facilities to be credited to be vaccination sites. So almost all our facilities. But on top of that, we from time to time in our departmental website post and share the vaccination sites per area.
So we know that senior citizens age 60 and above are leading the vaccination drive in the Eastern Cape. And we know that more women are currently vaccinated in the province than men. Also, that 1.5 million people have registered for the vaccine as of the 21st of September. The aim, of course, being to convert those numbers into vaccinated people. In this light, I know that the Eastern Cape Department of Health has planned a vaccination rollout program across the province, which I know you're rushing to at 9 o'clock this morning. Won't you tell us, when does that program kick off and what does it involve?
The rollout program on vaccination, ever since we started early this year, is never stopped. So we are continuing to do that. The sites that I was mentioning are fixed sites that are always active, but additional to that, 1,200 sites that we are having, we've got pop-up sites that sometimes we go on outreaches, we go to rents, we go to malls, we go to wherever. So we've got a lot of pop-up sites. We do drive-throughs, we go to the stadiums, working with the sporting facility leadership. So, I mean, the sporting sector leadership, because we're partnering now with sportsmen and women to target, at least on our mass vaccination site, for an example, in PE. We've got that mass site that we are starting in the stadium of PE. But at the same time, we've got a problem with the 50 to 59 age group in terms of numbers. They are even now starting to be overtaken by the 18 to 34 because we are at 298,274 of the 50 to 59 age group that has been vaccinated. And the young people 18 and 34 are almost at 275,000, which means there is a problem with the 50 to 59. The 6 years are leaping. The young ones are also coming up now very quickly. And also we've got still a problem with males because we've got 68,000 of women, 62% of women who are vaccinated and only 38% of men who are coming up to vaccinate. So they feel this stigma and this myth with men, claiming there will be many adverse events and side effects and complications if you vaccinated, which is not true. I've tried to answer all those questions from me.
Yep, I think you have. Thank you so much, MEC for Health in the Eastern Cape, Norma Khosa Zani Meth. Thank you for joining us this morning on Algo FM Breakfast. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
You're most welcome. You'll find more details on algofm.co.za. You'll find content that is relevant to the COVID-19 vaccinations, such as podcasts of interviews conducted on air and articles published by all the relevant parties, including Algo FM. That's online at algofm.co.za.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.